skip, swap, or bites with the cumulative approach. My friend Kim says rather than viewing your meal as individual components, you have to look at it collectively. I don't want to get the steak and potatoes and the cocktails with the desserts. That's way too much. That's just too many calories and carbs. Within your choices, there are negotiations that have to take place. It's not a free-for-all. You look at the sum of the meal and then work backwards. I will skip some things or have bites of something indulgent. You have to be mindful of not just the individual parts, but of the whole. If I went to Chick-fil-A, I'm not going to order the fried chicken tenders, French fries, and a milkshake and eat all of it. I would get the grilled nuggets and maybe have a couple of fries. At dinner, I would skip the cocktails or skip the dessert. I'm never going to have both unless I had two bites of dessert and half of a cocktail. For example, if I went to dinner and was craving a steak, I love a good steak, I would get the steak a vegetable, not a potato. I would eat half of the steak and half the vegetables, and then if I had a cocktail, I wouldn't get dessert. If I wanted the dessert, I wouldn't get the cocktail. The trade-offs are small, but add up in the long run. Let's say the party was buffet style, and there were steak bites, cauliflower, tater tots, mini chocolate dessert, you name it. In that case, you might have two steak bites, two tater tots, and one chocolate-covered strawberry. If everything was decadent, maybe just have a few bites of each. But what about tastings throughout the day? Some of my tastings that are healthy would be a green spinach smoothie that is sweetened with a tiny bit of fruit, maybe a couple of nuts, or a half of an apple. Sometimes I will not have any fries at all, but sometimes I might eat two or three French fries, says Kim. It all depends on what I'm eating for the rest of the night. So for lunch, I might go to Chick-fil-A and I would have a tasting. I first ask myself, what kind of fries are these? These are not conscious decisions, but it's how I happen to eat. It becomes so second nature that it's not conscious decisions anymore. You have to look at things cumulatively. My husband will say I'm just having a few bites of cake, but he fails to take a step back and remember that he also had a few bites of this and an entire that. In addition to being mindful of how much they eat, all the women that I interviewed were also very aware of chemicals in the food they were eating. They would also opt for fresh fruits and vegetables, grass-fed meats, and quality condiments. Kim may be eating a little more carbs than some of my friends. If you look at what she ate in the course of the week, she ate a lot of veggies, salads, healthy protein, and healthy fats. She put a lot of greens in her smoothie, and she likes salad. She doesn't order a salad when she goes out because she doesn't trust the salad dressings at some restaurants. She is particular about the oil she uses. She doesn't like soybean oil. She likes to have avocado oil or olive oil. If she wanted to lose weight, the number one improvement would be to cut sugar and have fewer carbs. When she thinks of sweets, she would say, "I sprinkle my diet with decadent foods." One of her best go-to snacks is raw almonds. She says, "I rather not eat almonds roasted with oil. I like the raw almonds almost as much as roasted, so I'll just swap. I like the taste of oat milk. I know it's healthier, so I will use oat milk instead of dairy. I'll swap oat milk for dairy because it's a small difference and I like it almost as much." The power is in the swap. You might think one little tweak isn't going to make a big difference. However, when you add it up, it does make a difference. There are certain things all thin eaters won't swap. It's different for each thin eater. For example, Kim says, "I will never eat light ice cream." I know what you're thinking. Why would you swap out oat milk for coffee creamer but not swap with dairy-free ice cream? Kim would say there is a difference in the taste and texture, and that difference isn't worth it. The ice cream is a splurge anyway. She says, "If I'm going to splurge on ice cream, then I'm going to have something I love." Also, in her mind, the full-fat ice cream is healthier because a lot of times they pull out the fat and add sugar. She would rather have the fat than extra sugar. Almost all thin eaters will choose more fat than sugar. In her mind, she doesn't eat that much ice cream, so let's make sure it's really good. A different example is healthy almond flour chocolate chip cookies. In her mind, that is a good swap because she is confident that it will be healthier and still tastes pretty good. This is how she decides if she will swap or not. For example, if a regular chocolate chip cookie was a level 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 to her on taste, and the healthy almond flour was on a scale of 1 to 10, a 7 or higher, then she would swap it, assuming it was healthier. If the healthy choice is only a 6 or lower, she wouldn't swap. It's not worth it. There is something very crucial you have to pay attention to on the swap. I know for me personally, if I swap something that was just okay for something great, I will end up eating double the amount. I will give a perfect example. I bought these healthy chips one time that were low carb but tasted like cardboard. They were okay tasting, but I ended up eating double what I would have if I had just eaten regular chips. In my mind, I was thinking, well, they are healthier and low carb. I ended up eating double. Decide what delicious swaps will help you stay on track at lunch and dinner and during dessert time too. Not only will you painlessly save tons of calories and see a difference on the scale, but you'll also be taking in more nutrients most of the time. To eat the yolk or not eat the yolk? That's the age-old question. I personally only eat the egg yolks, only because I took a food allergy test and I'm so sensitive to egg whites and not the yolks. The yolks contain a fat-fighting nutrient called choline, so opting for whole eggs is healthier. My friend Kelly says when it comes to sandwiches, calories sneak in all too quickly. Next time you pack your lunch, try spreading mustard instead of mayo. Just one tablespoon of mayo can add 90 calories to your sandwich, but spicy mustard is often zero. But again, Kelly doesn't like mayo that much. So if you're thinking adding mayo makes your sandwich off the chart good, then add a little mayo. This is so subjective. You have to figure this out for yourself. It's a mindset and an approach that you have to customize to you. You have to figure it out as you go. Almost all thin eaters say that the second piece of bread is really unnecessary. Some of them say, I like to eat half of a sandwich, so they will make a sandwich and give half to their husband and only eat half. Another girl will say, I only eat one piece of bread by eating an open-faced sandwich. The thin eater just cut 120 calories and is happy to do it. For example, Kim says she loves an open-faced avocado toast, but she always eats it with a fork and a knife, so she will eat it more slowly, allowing her body to tell her exactly when she feels full instead of scarfing down the whole thing.